Indiana in the American Midwest, chiefly known for motorsports and the fact that its people are widely known as Hoosiers. Well, now, however, it's threatening to get a reputation for intolerance, which many say is deeply unfair, and become the subject of a trading boycott. The reason is a law signed by the governor which offers a defence to those who claim freedom of religion as a defence to a charge that they're discriminating against others, for example, in doing a business. Critics say it opens the way to allowing shopkeepers to refuse to serve gay people, or indeed people of a different race or religion. Daniel Conkle is a law professor at Mora School of Law at Indiana University. He says the critics have it all wrong.
It provides a general legal standard for religious freedom claims that brings Indiana law in line with federal law in the United States, as well as the law of about 30 states that adopt essentially the same legal standard. The strongest religious objection claim, which will still probably fail, is for the wedding caterer, who is essentially saying, my religion prevents me from participating in a wedding ceremony that my religion does not recognize. If you simply have blatant discrimination against a person because they're Jewish or gay or lesbian, discriminating against a person simply because of who they are, that sort of religious objection, I am absolutely confident, would be rejected out of hand. So I think all of the businesses that are concerned about Indiana being unwelcoming and the like really is a product more of social media exaggeration.
Well, that was Daniel Conkle. But some major companies are considering a boycott. The boss of the San Francisco-based business tech giant Salesforce, Mark Benioff, said on Twitter he would cancel programs that require customers and employees to travel to Indiana. Some big conventions that take place in Indianapolis say they are reconsidering too. Well, I asked Chris Gull, who's with Visit Indy, a group that encourages companies and individuals to go there, if he was concerned about the impact of the negative publicity on the city.
Absolutely, we're concerned. When you're in the business of marketing a city like Indianapolis as a place to visit, anytime there's negative publicity and a feeling of being unwelcomed, it's concerning. So we've worked hard over the last month to make sure that we oppose the bill that was signed into law yesterday, because we're worried that there could be a misperception created that Indianapolis is not welcoming, that we're not inclusive, and it's not a place to be safe to visit. And we know that's not the case. So we've been viciously opposing this for the last few weeks.
And, of course, it's not just individual tourism. I mean, you have massive conventions, Gen Con, of course. Have you noticed any kind of pushback from people like that and saying, well, maybe we won't come?
Yeah, we've received calls from five different conventions in the last 72 hours once this bill really got traction, calling with concerns, would their attendees be welcomed? And we could reassure them that, yes, wholeheartedly, that Indianapolis is largely based on the term Hoosier hospitality. It's part of our DNA. It's part of the brand of Indianapolis that we're welcoming and warm, tucked away here in the Midwest of the United States of America. And so we could also educate those conventions that there are 19 other states within the United States that have similar laws that have been enacted in recent years, and cities like Chicago, San Antonio, even Miami are living within states with similar legislation. So that's put away some fear from our convention and visitors as a whole that certainly we'll be able to navigate these waters.
And what are they saying when you say this to them? I mean, are they not saying, well, we don't believe it, we know that you oppose this bill, the bill's gone through? Are they not pushing back at you in that way?
Absolutely. They continue to push. They continue to probe and ask questions, very granular questions, if you will, tactical questions about different religions and ethnicities and LGBT in particular. How much fallout could this cause? And we're still sifting through kind of our own data. There's actually a city-level law that makes sure that we're inclusive and not discriminatory towards any walk of life. And so we're quickly shifting gears from opposing the bill into understanding the bill and understanding further repercussions that could be caused of this. Again, we go back to drawing some comfort from the fact that there are 19 other states within the United States that have similar laws, have survived even since 2003 and 4 with these similar laws. But perception is reality. And right now, through the media and social media in particular, the perception is we're not welcoming. And we've hung our hat for decades on Hoosier hospitality, not only for the Indianapolis 500, our iconic event each year, but for major conventions and leisure tourism as a whole.
And you could lose money over this briefly.
Yes, certainly Gen Con, our largest convention of the year, $56 million in economic impact each year. That one goes away. That's a huge blow for Indianapolis tourism.
Chris Gull there of Visit Indy.